Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me once again. 10/24/2013, 7:30. I love mornings. This is Watch Your Ruth. Here, there, and everywhere. Lunatic fringe, things you don't want to talk about, least of all, no. Well, the things to talk about is sure a long list, hey. Do you think we'll get rid of Obamacare for another year, given that we can't even get on the webpage? I haven't even tried to, but wouldn't that be a blessing? Maybe you'll be impeached by then, and we can insert a new program. I suppose that's something we could pray for, hey? It's my understanding that Minister Mary Fitzpatrick might be just feeling a little bit better today. God bless that. And Laura Hagman had a successful surgery yesterday morning. Happy to hear about that. Did want to make a request for, say, Jen. Jen's looking for a job, and she needs some prayer to get herself a job, so come before the Lord, pray for her yourself, and Father God, I just pray that you lead, guide, and direct her paths to a place that fits just her perfectly. Anyway, thank you, Jesus. Praise the King. I wanted to go straight into Jeremiah 13, however, sometimes, as you know, the best-made plans don't always go just exactly the way you would think they would. Seem pretty simple just to start out that way, but I was told to start out a different way, and so therefore I will do as I was told. So given that, I'm going to go to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 2. The sons of Israel were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Judah had three sons by Bathshua, a girl from Canaan, Onan, and Shelah. But the oldest son, was so wicked that the Lord killed him. Then Ur's widow, Tamar, and her father-in-law, Judah, became the parents of twin sons, Perez and Zerah. So Judah had five sons. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah were Zemri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Dara. Achan, the son of Carmi, was the man who robbed God and was such a troublemaker for his nation. Ethan's son was Azariah, and the sons of Hezron were Jerahemiel, Ram, Shehubai. Ram was the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab was the father of Nahashon, a leader of Israel. Nahashon was the father of Selma, and Selma was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed, and Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse's first son was Eliab, and his second son was Abinadab, and his third son was Shimeah. His fourth son was Nathaniel. His fifth son was Radai. His sixth was Oziam. And his seventh son. The seventh son of Jesse was David. He had two girls by the same wife named Zerulah and Abigail. Zerulah's sons were Abishai and Joab and Ashiel. Abigail, whose husband was Jether from the land of Ishmael, and a son named Amasa. Caleb, the son of Hezron, had two wives, Azubah and Jerioth. These are the children of Azubah, Jeshur and Shobab and Ardon. After Azubah's death, Caleb married Epiroth, who presented him with a son named Hur. Hur's son were Uri, and Uri's son was Bezalel. Hezron married Machir's daughter at the age of 60, and she presented him with a son, Segob. Segob was the father of Jair, who ruled 23 years in the city of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram rested in these cities from him and also took Canaan and its 60 surrounding villages. Soon after his father, Hezron's death, Caleb married Epireth, his father's widow. Ooh. And she gave birth to Asher, the father of Tekoa. I'm actually going to mark that name down. Look it up. Tekoa. These are the sons of Jerahmeel, the oldest son of Hezron, Ram, the oldest son of Una, Oren, Ozem, and Ahia. Jerahmeel's second wife, Aturah, was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, Mahaz, Jamim, and Ikar. Onam's sons were Shemariah and Jada. Shemariah's sons were Nadab and Abishar. The sons of Abishar and his wife, Abihail, were Ahaban and Molid. Nabadad's sons were Seled and Apinim. Seled died without children. But Apinim, a son named Ishi. Ishi's son was Shishan, and Shishan's son was Ahalai. Shehemiah's brother Jada had two sons, Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children, but Jonathan had two sons named Pila and Zaza. Shishan had no sons, although he had several daughters. He gave one of his daughters to be the wife of Jerah, his Egyptian servant. And they had a son whose name was Attai. And Attai's son's name was Nathan. And Nathan's son's name was Zabad. And Zabad's son's name was Ephalal. And Ephalal's son's name was Obed. Obed's son was Jehu. Jehu's son was Azariah. Azariah's son was Halaz. Halaz's son was Azaliah. Azaliah's son was Sisamai. Sisamai's son was Shalom. Shalom's son was Jechemiah. Jechemiah's son was Elishamiah. The oldest son of Caleb was Misha. He was the father of Ziph, who was the father of Merhaziah, who was the father of Hebron. The father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron. Now, I have just been told to mark down this and for you to do a study on this. The sons of Hebron: Korah, Taberah, Rekem, and Shema. Okay. Shema was the father of Raham, who was the father of Jorkiam. Rekem was the father of Shammai. Shammai's son was Mahon, the father of Beth-Zer, Caleb's concubine. Ephah bore him Haran, Mosah, and Gazez. Haran had a son named Gazez. The sons of Jahadai, Regem, Jotham, and Jeshen. Pelet, Ephah, and Shepha. What's these names, please? Another of Caleb's concubines. I can tell you, I would have never made it in this time. Maacah bore him Shebar, Tirhana, Shephath, and Sheva, the father of Machbena and of Gibeah. Caleb also had a daughter whose name was Achah. The sons of Hur, who was the oldest son of Caleb and Ephraim, were Shobal, Salma. Shobal's son included Kirith Jearim and Heroah, the ancestor of the half of the Manhuath tribe. The families of the Kirith Jearim were the Itherites, who I don't like ites, the Putherites, the Shumerites, and the Mishirites. Mishi and Ishi too, who descended from Zorathites and Eshtaolites. The descendants of Salma were his son Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth-Bad-Joab, half the Manahathites and the Zorites. I wonder if that's where Zoroastrianism comes from, Just another false god, anyway. They also included the families of the riders. Now, I'm going to insert something here. These Tirathites, Shimeathites, and Sukathites are all referred to in the book of Nehemiah and Ezra. They were scribes. They were the Kenites. They included the families of the writers of the living in Jabez, and the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, the Sukathites. All of these are the Kenites who descended from Hamath, the founder of the family of Rechab and the Rechabites, and they were half-breeds family. Well, so there you go with that. Possibly this bloodline is one of the bloodlines that's going to be demonstrably prevalent. I don't know. I don't understand, and I think about it. Percolate on it, I don't know. Here's the next one. Excuse me. Israel is chasing the wind. Yes, shepherding a whirlwind. And this is a dangerous game. She's given the gifts that I've given her to Egypt and Assyria to get their help. In return, she gets worthlessness and worthless promises. But the Lord is bringing a lawsuit against Judah also, and all the cities of the plain that perished when Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. Them too. Judah will be justly punished. When Judah was born, he struggled with his brother to become a man. He even fought with God. He wrestled, and he did become a man. He wrestled with the angel, and he prevailed. He wept, and he pled for a blessing all night, day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night. He met God there at Bethel's face, at Bethel, face to face. And God spoke to him, Lord God of hosts, Jehovah is his name. Come back to God. Live by the principles of love and justice and always expect much from your God. Be like the many people. They are the crafty merchant. They use dishonest scales. They love to cheat. Be not like those people, my people. But Ephraim says, I am so rich. I have gotten all these riches by myself. And on the backs of others, plotting at night in dark rooms, in caves and under groves, taking oaths you should not take, drawing blood of innocent that should not be drawn, the riches that you gain on earth can't make up for sin. For I am the Lord, and I am the same God who delivered the people from slavery in Egypt, and I am the one who will consign you to living in tents again, as it is my good pleasure. If I chose to do so each year at the tabernacle feast, as it was then, as it is, and so shall it be, for it is for my good pleasure, and it is in my intention, and I have set it before my servant Abraham from the very beginning, when I made my promise to him. I sent prophets to warn you with many visions and many parables, many dreams. But Ephraim bitterly provokes the Lord. He worships Baal, conceals himself in doom. My people disobey me more and more. They continue to melt their silver into gold, silver and gold into idols. But Ephraim's sin is stored up, and it's been harvested, offered him, and he's like a child that resists in the womb, refusing to be born. Shall I ransom him from hell? Shall I redeem him from death? Bring forth your terrors for his tasting, O grave, demonstrate your plagues, for I will not relent. For he is called the most fruitful of all his brothers, but the east wind, a wind of all of the Lord from the desert will blow hard upon. The wind from the Lord will blow dry upon the land. All the flowing springs and green oases will dry away, and Ephraim will die of thirst. prophets have warned you, Ephraim. Stay away from idols. I'm living strong. I look after you and I care for you. I am like an evergreen tree yielding my fruit to you throughout the year. My mercies never fail. Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is intelligent, let him listen. For the paths of the Lord are true and right, and good men walk along them. But sinners keep trying to sin. The Lord said, go and buy a linen cloth and wear it. Take it and hide it out into the Euphrates River, into a crag in the hole in the rock. And leave it there for some time and then go get it again and wear it. This looks like the sin of Israel and Ephraim and Judah, because they've turned away from me and they do not honor my name. They were my people. They were to honor my name, but they did turn away. Tell them, you're getting an impression that I'm planning to fill everyone living in this land with helpless bewilderment. I'm going to send them. I have promised it, and it is true. From forceps to stone, it is so true. Does the leopard change its spots? Tell them you're getting the wrong impression. You're not going to be blessed when you've turned away from the Lord God of Israel. You will be repaid, says the Lord God. I will fill everyone living in this land with helpless, from the king sitting on David's throne, and the priests and the prophets right down to all the people. All of you turned away, Israel, Ephraim, Judah. If you do not give glory to the Lord your God before it's too late, before he causes deep impenetrable darkness to fall upon the whole land, that blindness comes upon them, blindness, so that you will stumble in darkness. You will stumble upon the dark mountains. When you look for light, you will not find it. You're only going to find terrible darkness. And when I have set terrible allies against you and against all of your rulers, you will be groaning wroth like a woman in pain. See the armies watching. See them getting ready to take Judah away as a slave. They have defeated themselves because they turned not to God. See the armies marching from the north. Where is your flock, Jerusalem, your beautiful flock? I gave you to take care of. How will you feel when I set your allies over you as your rulers? You will writhe in pain like a woman having a child. Can the Ethiopian change the color of his skin, or a leopard take away his spots? Nor can you, who are so used to doing evil, now start to do good, because you have put me out of your mind and you've put your trust in all of these false gods. Will scatter you as the chaff is scattered by a fierce wind. off the desert. I'm keenly aware of your apostasy and your faithlessness to me and your abominable idol worship in the fields and the groves and up on the hills, worshiping idols and your love fests. Woe unto you. How long before you will be pure? Never. Full of gross. Then I said to the Lord, O Lord God, their prophets are telling them that all is well, that there will be no war, no famine. Tell the people you will surely send them peace, that you will bless them. Then the Lord said, these prophets are all telling lies in my name. I didn't send them. I never gave them those dreams. I didn't give them those words. I never prophesied them these messages. They've never seen or heard these things from me. This is foolishness. They are lying to you. They will be punished. They will be punished. I plan on punishing these prophets. Woe to the prophets who prophesy in my name, who speak in my name, and they put pillows over my outstretched arms. They cover my knuckles of my hands, of my outstretched hands to my people, and promise them words about flying away. And I am against these pillows. And I am against the statues and the pillows you cover my head and my outstretched arms to save my pillows, to save my people for pieces of barley and bread. Will you save the people that should not live and kill the people who should for your lies? All the people who they prophesy their bodies shall be thrown down in the streets of Jerusalem. They shall be the victims of famine and war. There'll be so many of them, there'll be no place to bury them. And if they say to you, but where can we go? Tell them the Lord says, those who are destined to death will go to death. Those who must die by the sword will die by the sword. Those who are doomed for famine, for captivity, will go. I will appoint over them destroyers, four kinds of destroyers. And the sword will kill them, and the dogs will tear, and the vultures and the wild animals will finish up what's left. I will sift you at the gates of your cities and take from you all that you hold dear, and I will destroy my own people if they refuse to turn back to me from all their evil ways. And as a fierce and mighty God we will face. And I can't wait. I won't even get fat when I overeat. Hey, hallelujah. And by the way, Thanksgiving's coming. Be gentle with your families. They might not be ready for your Holy Spirit moment. Thank you for tuning in today. God willing, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a blessed day.